तंदानि लिंगम कंदम विभोत् ते
यानि चक्र है इंद्रो है जिहिष्या तानि पापस्य कंदानि लिंगं कंदं विभज्यते यानि रूपाणि चक्र है इंद्रो है जिहिष्या तानि पापस्य कंदानि लिंगं कंदं विभज्यते यानि रूपाणि चक्र है इंद्रो है जिहिष्या तानि पापस्य कंदानि लिंगं कंदं विभज्यते
यानि
All those
Rupani
forms
Jagrahe
accepted
Indra
King of Heaven,
horse
Vihirshaya,
with the desire to steal
Dani,
all those
Apasya,
sinful activities,
Kandani,
science,
Lingam,
symbol,
Kandam,
word,
Kanda,
oh, ki, iha.
Here,
said. Translation, whatever different forms Indra assumed is a mendicant because of the desire to seek the horse for symbols of atheistic philosophy. Proper acquiring the Vedic civilization, sannyas is one of the essential items in the program of the Varnashram institution. One should accept sannyas according to the parampara system of the acharyas. At the moment, however, many so-called sannyasis or mendicants have no understanding of God consciousness, such sannyasis. Sannyas was introduced by Indra because of his jealousy of Maharaj Prithu and what he introduces is again appearing in the age of Kali. Practically none of the sannyasis in this age are bona fide. No one can introduce any new system into the Vedic way of life. If one does so out of malice, he is to be known as Pashandi atheist. The Vaishnava contrary said, yes, to Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudyadi Dhatai Samatme Naiva Vikshetha Sapasandi Bhavit Rubam. Although it is forbidden, there are many Pasandis who coin terms like the written Narayana Swami Narayana. Although not even such demigods as Brahma and Shiva can be equal to Narayana. In this way, King Indra, in order to steal the horse from incredible sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyas. Some sannyas go naked, and sannyas wear red garments and pass under the kapalika. These are simply symbolic representations of their simple activities. These so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men because they are all godless atheists and very expert in putting forward arguments and reasons to support their case. We must know, however, that they are only passing as adherents of religion and not so in fact. Unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious and being attracted to them at this point in their life. Therefore, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, men in this age of Kali are short-lived, devoid of spiritual knowledge, and susceptible to accept false religious systems due to their unfortunate condition. Thus, they always remain heavily disturbed. The Vedic Shastras particularly prohibit the adoption of sannyas in the age of Kali because less intelligent men may accept the sannyas for seeking purposes. Actually, the only religion is the religion of surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You must serve the Lord in Krishna consciousness. All other systems of sannyas and religion are actually not bona fide. In this age, they are simply passing for religious systems. This is most regrettable. Explanation 6, Maharaj Prithu, who was celebrated as very powerful, immediately took up his bow and arrow and prepared to kill Indra himself because Indra had entered in such irregular sannyas orders. Therefore, it was the duty of the king not to tolerate the introduction of any religious systems. Since Prithu was an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God, it's certainly his duty to cut down all kinds of religious systems. Following in his footsteps, all heads of state should themselves be bona fide representatives of God and should cut down all religious systems. Unfortunately, they are cowards who declare a secular state. Such a mentality is a way of compromising religious and irreligious systems. Because of this Citizens are generally becoming uninterested in spiritual advancement, thus the situation deteriorates to such an extent that human society becomes hellish. Whatever different forms Indra assumed as a mendicant because of a desire to seize the horror spirit, symbols of atheistic philosophy. So, Prutu Maharaj also recognized the problem with Indra stealing the horse. Not only stealing the horse was an interruption to a sacrifice, but he also was disguising himself in various ways. These were these different forms that he took, dressing up in different ways, would become a problem. So therefore, not only Prithu's son got involved in trying to punish Indra, but Prithu himself decided to take action. And as Prabhupada has explained in the purports, the reason is that Indra set a very bad example for the future by disguising himself as a spiritual person in various ways, in a false manner. So as Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport, sannyas is not applicable to Kali Yuga. And furthermore, we know from the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not really interested in the ashramas and varnas so much as he was interested in devotion. So, when the Madhva sannyasi presented the idea that varnashram was the essence of scripture, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that. And when Ramananda Roy suggested following varnashram as the method of advancement of spiritual life, Lord Chaitanya rejected that also. So, and we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita that there, Lord Chaitanya said you may be a sannyasi or grihastha or a brahmana or a sudra, but that doesn't matter. What matters is one's surrender to the Supreme Lord. So in other words, Lord Chaitanya was emphasizing the fact that the most important thing we have to cultivate in Kali Yuga is devotion, and everything else is secondary to that. So other things may be favorable or may not be favorable, so we can accept them to some degree, but that is not the main emphasis. The main emphasis in Lord Chaitanya's movement is devotion. And therefore, we will have to judge a person not on his ashram, not on his age, not on his dress, not on his wealth, not on his varna, or whatever. But we have to base it simply upon the devotion that he has. And of course this is a reasonable system, because we know that bhakti is independent of varna and ashram and every other system. No matter how much knowledge you have, it does not produce bhakti. Or no matter how much advancement you have in varnashram, or how much sattva guna you have, it does not produce bhakti. Bhakti may appear in the strangest places, and therefore it's not dependent on material conditions at all. So, therefore, Lord Chaitanya simply emphasized the devotion of a person rather than external things like varna, ashram, etc. So, sannyas is part of that external system, and that is why Lord Chaitanya rejected it. Now, of course, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas also, but at the same time, he rejected it, so that it looks like some sort of contradiction. Why did he take sannyas if he rejects the whole system? So, that is explained And that means that he did this simply because of a temporary purpose. He would get respect from taking that position. And therefore, bhakti would be in a higher position when he spoke about bhakti. For that reason only. But in general, as is mentioned here in the purport, sannyasa is forbidden in Kali Yuga. One reason, of course, is people are not qualified. And the second reason is that people will look at the wrong things. And this is exactly what Indra was doing, putting on a disguise and acting like a sannyasi. So everyone gives respect. So in other words, the position may be used for the wrong reasons. One gets respect for the position, but at the same time one is not qualified. Indra actually put on various dresses. There are various types of renounced people. So not just sannyasis, but any person who is supposed to be a spiritualist, he put on all these different types of dresses. So therefore he put on red cloth, he was naked, like sometimes we see the sadhus in Kumbh Mela, the Nagabhavas or whatever. So he put on various types of clothing and dresses and ashes and whatever, and bound up his hair in different ways. So in this way, he indicated that people in the future would use these methods of establishing themselves and cheating people. So Prithu Maharaj saw this, and therefore he was became very angry that this will cause a disruption in religious practice. So certain types of renunciation are accepted within the Varnashram system, and other ones are not. And then of course the sannyas order is there within the Varnashram system, but Lord Chaitanya also was not very interested in emphasizing that, and instead he was interested in emphasizing the devotion. And therefore when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he quoted a verse from the Bhagavatam, a verse recited by the Advanti Brahmana in the 11th canto. And in that verse, the Brahmana says, after he takes sannyas and rejects his family, who kicked him out of the house, then he took sannyas. So he says that real sannyas means somebody to engage in the service of Krishna. By engaging in the service of Krishna, we give up everything else. So that is the meaning of sannyas. Sannyas means giving up everything. So, or it can be placing everything at the feet of the Lord. So therefore, one gives up for oneself, and one gives everything to the Supreme Lord. So that is what that verse means. So this is exactly what Lord Chaitanya was reciting after he took sannyas. So he was not taking sannyas simply as a varnashrama position, but he was actually demonstrating that real renunciation is giving everything to the Supreme Lord and not using anything for any other purpose. So this is the Lord Chaitanya was emphasizing. In other words, real sannyas means giving everything to Krishna, and that means bhakti. So the external condition is not so important as the internal devotion one has for the Supreme Lord. And of course the external things may or may not be favorable under certain circumstances. But in any case, one cannot judge a person simply based upon varna and ashrama and whatever. These are all external things. And one judges a person in terms of bhakti, by their devotion, which is an internal thing. A person advances in devotion, whereas he may not advance in ashrama or varna, but that does not make him an inferior Vaishnava. So the superior Vaishnava may be of the lowest varna or the lowest ashrama, but that doesn't matter. There is example of Lord Chaitanya's Leela of one devotee. So he was actually rather low caste, very low caste. But he would go around and he would hide outside the Vaishnav's houses. And then when they threw out all their leftover food, he would take that food and eat it. So Lord Chaitanya praised him. Says he actually understands the meaning of the Vaishnava, because he understands that one should take the remnants of the Vaishnava. Lord Chaitanya praised him as a great Vaishnava, because he was actually understanding the essence of Vaishnava service. And of course we have the example of Haridas Thakur, who was Muslim. But Lord Chaitanya said he is Acharya of the holy name, and he gave him all respect. And he actually carried out his funeral rites in Puri. Every day he would visit him when he was in Puri. So, in this way he gave great honor to Haridas Thakur. So the external factors and birth and varna and ashrama and whatever are not very important as far as Vaishnava. So, Haridas Thakur, in spite of being a Muslim, was in the highest position, and nothing could impede his advancement. And similarly, we see many of Lord Chaitanya's associates were grihasthas, Muslim, but that was no problem. So therefore, we cannot judge a person on based on varna and ashram. These are all external things. Of course, in the modern world anyway, varna and ashram are all disappearing among the general populace, so they don't even have any idea of this anymore. Nevertheless, as far as spiritual life in India is concerned, there still is some respect given to the ashrams, etc. So, and then people can take advantage of that. So that therefore there's some danger there. So that is why Prithu Maharaj is concerned at this danger, and therefore he was about to kill Indra because of his introduction of such methods. Well, in terms of ashrama, the sannyas ashram is considered the topmost. Superior to the other ashramas on the basis of giving up enjoyment. But, as I said, that is the view of the ashramas. And of course, then we have varnas. So the Brahman is considered superior because he's supposed to be in Sattva-gun and he has knowledge of the Vedas. And therefore, he acts as the advisor to the king. So in terms of varna ashram, Brahma is a superior varna, and sannyas is a superior ashrama. That does not necessarily make the best devotee. As I said, so Haridas Thakur is the acharya, like that. So, and we have great grihastha devotees. Srinivas Acharya was a householder. So many other ones were householders. We cannot base devotion on varna or ashram.
Same request and one has to develop all this good character, same the qualities. One has to become very cultured.
Yeah, well, the main quality is devotion to the Supreme Lord, everything else is secondary to that.
The devotee can get in and hear the Bible.
Well, yeah, of course. So if one is a real devotee, then those type of qualities will disappear. If one has really surrendered to the Lord, those qualities will disappear. If one is not really surrendered, of course, then will show all sorts of bad qualities. But the quality of bhakti is, it destroys all bad qualities, and all good qualities manifest. If it does not take place, then there's something wrong with that process of cultivation.
Alright, regarding this, from yes, this comment. The opinion wants to worry that the sannyasis and the prophet is a pure devotee and taking it amongst other devotees. According to this verse, it's not that they extend it. Again, if you're doing it amongst other ashes.
Yeah, and that's true. Of course, Bhakti Siddhanta introduced that. Before that, there was no sannyas as such within the Gaudiya Sampradaya, other than those who had already taken sannyas, who were associates of Lord Chaitanya and Puri. There were some sannyasis there. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, but it was not a common practice. So instead of sannyas, they had babajis, which was the equivalent in the Gaudiya Sampradaya of renunciation, where there is no ashrama and no varna. So that was the babajis. They had that. But then Bhakti Siddhanta criticized the Babajis because they were also, that was like an exploitation of the position and gaining respect when they were not following the correct path of renunciation. And so therefore he wanted to avoid that, so then he introduced sannyas again as part of his organization. And so it had an organizational purpose at that time. So the sannyasis became leaders of the different mutts. Just as we have in the Sri Sampradaya, others have sannyasis in charge of monks. So it was an organizational move more than anything else. But we see in after his disappearance, one brahmachari was in charge. He was the head of the mutt for many, many years, actually. Not, he wasn't a sannyasi, he was a brahmachari.
What is this just mentioned here in this verse? Even in the present day, like, we can see that people wearing the sannyas dress, they are also envious, greedy, evil, and so many things are happening in the outside world. How do we justify this?
What?
The people behaving in this way, sannyasis behaving in this way.
Well, as we say here, this is Kali Yuga, so many people take advantage of these different positions and so on. So that's the improper use of that position. So we have to see who is genuine and who is not genuine.
Or can we say that when the devotees take sannyas to protect themselves, that he is a threat for them, even Krishna always?
Well, as I said, it can, but it's actually secondary, because the main thing is your protection is your surrender to the Lord, not your ashrama, which is a material position in one sense. So it may help, it may be favorable, but ultimately the surrender to the Lord is the main factor.
So how can we just wait when the government takes into hand the punishing the sannyasis? How can we justify it when the government takes its rules into its hands, punishing sannyasis?
Well, that's exactly what Prabhupada says here. The governments aren't doing their job by monitoring the system. So if they do, fine, but then they also have to have proper judgment, that's all.
But actually the government should be advised by the sannyasis, right?
Yeah, but if someone is, yeah, of course, but then again they should also punish those who are wrongdoing, just as Prithu was punishing Indra. Took in a sense of punishing Indra because he was doing the wrong thing. So if they're qualified, then they can do so, but they have to have proper advice. And they cannot do it for material reasons.
निरंतरा श्री श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री भगवान महाराज की जय ये श्री भक्तिरंग श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय गौर प्रेमानंद
devotion on